With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Perek Rambam, the third chapter in Hilchos Eruvin. The Rambam begins in Halacha Aleph, that if you have 2 yards, 2 chatzeros, one is physically right next to the other, but there is a wall separating one from the other. Let's call one Chatzer Aleph and the other Chatzer Beis. Each Chatzer has many homes opening up to its Chatzer. Now, as we are learning, each Chatzer needs to make its own Eruv in order for them to be allowed to carry from the houses into Chatzer Aleph. The other people that live in Chatzer Beis have to make their own Eruv for them to be allowed to carry from their homes into their Chatzer. But what happens if the wall that separates these 2 chatzeros has a door or a window that halachically is considered the proper door or window? In other words, the opening is 4 handbreadths by 4 handbreadths, and it's within 10 tefachim from the ground. Oh, so says the Rambam, that being that each one has an access to go into the other, even though there is a wall separating them, each chatzid may, they are allowed to make their own Eruv, but if they want, they can make one Eruv to join everyone together. And furthermore, going all the way to the end of today's Perek, to the final halacha, halacha chafei, the Rambam goes further, that if indeed they chose to join one Eruv, because since there is a Pesach or there is a Chaloin, they are able to merge all together. If something happened during Shabbos in which that door, in which that window became clogged up, no more access from one chatzer to the other. Nevertheless, paskins the Rambam that hoyel v'hutra miksa Shabbos hutra kula. That since at least in the beginning of Shabbos they were all one large domain, which allowed them to make one Eruv for all. So even though now they are separated, we still view them as to be one extended large chatzid, and the Eruv chatzidus that they made will function for the until the end of that Shabbos. Now, continuing to quote from the Rebbe Siyum on Eruvin, Lekutei Sichos Chelek Yud Aleph, now we're going to page 69, the Rebbe adds another gewaldike concept when it comes to Eruvei Chatzeres, and that is as follows. That Hashem made the world, explains the Rebbe, that there are 3 different categories. We're going to divide the world into 3 different sections. You have the section of Kedusha, which is everything that we should be doing. Then we have the opposite side, the Sug, right, that is connected to Ra, to Dvarim Asurim, to Klipa, to Sitra Achra. This is the area of the world that we have to keep away from. But there is an Olam Hazeh HaGashmi, a 3rd level, and that's the level of Inyanei Rishus. Inyanei Rishus, the way God made them, are not yet holy, but neither are they completely out, rejected, out of the question Klipa. What do we need to do? What is our avoida? So our avoida is to elevate Inyanei Rishus and to include them in the side of Kedusha. And the Rebbe is explaining in the Sicha how really that's the emesa concept of making an Eruv. What happens when you make an Eruv? Prior to making the Eruv, then the space in which you can walk and carry is more limited. When you make an Eruv, it allows you, it gives you more freedom of movement and of transference from your house to the yard. In other words, your makom is expanded. And that's beruchni, is the whole avoida of elevating Rishus into the side of Kedusha. That when we do the right thing, when we get involved in Yoni Rishus, the way we have to, which is kol masecho l'shem shamayim, b'chol derechecho de'eyu, then we expanded the dominium, the Rishus of Kedusha. And this is so fitting to all of these halachas, that when you have 2 chatzeros, but we're figuring out how we can expand, how we can make 2 yards merge as one. And to the point that even if during Shabbos there is a barrier separating them, once they already expanded, ba'ofen hamuter, hoyel v'hutra hutra, this is really speaking out the pnimius of all of these halachas, and that is that our goal is obviously to be involved in the Sug of Kedusha, but more than that, to go out, never to the side of Klipa, never to where we may not go, but to expand the boundaries, to expound the boundaries of Kedusha to the max possible, be ma'ariv, from one chatzit into your adjacent chatzit.